Imam Sayyid Mujtaba Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, issued a message on the occasion of the National Persian Gulf Day on April 30, 2026. The full text of this message is as follows. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. One of the exceptional blessings that Almighty God has bestowed on the Muslim nations of our region, and especially on the noble people of Islamic Iran, is the gift of the Persian Gulf. This is a blessing that is more than just a body of water. It has also formed a part of our identity and civilization. In addition to connecting nations, it has created a vital, unique route for the global economy through the Strait of Hormuz and then onward into the Sea of Oman. This strategic asset has provoked the greed of many devils over the centuries. The repeated aggressions carried out by European and American foreigners, along with the resulting insecurity, damages, and numerous threats against the countries of the region, are only a small part of the sinister plots orchestrated by the arrogant powers against the inhabitants of the Persian Gulf region. The most recent example of such schemes was the recent saber-rattling of the Great Satan, the United States of America. The Iranian nation, which possesses the longest coastline on the Persian Gulf, has made the greatest sacrifices in ensuring the independence of the Persian Gulf and in confronting foreigners and aggressors. These efforts range from the expulsion of the Portuguese and the liberation of the Strait of Hormuz, which is the reason behind designating the 10th of Ordibehesht as National Persian Gulf Day, to the struggles against Dutch colonialism and the heroic sagas of resistance against British colonialism, in addition to other actions. However, the Islamic Revolution marked a turning point in these resistances by severing the hands of the arrogant powers from the Persian Gulf region. Today, 2 months after the largest military deployment and aggression carried out by the world's tyrants in the region, and following the US's humiliating defeat in its scheme, a new chapter for the Persian Gulf and the Strait of Hormuz is unfolding. The nations of the Persian Gulf region, who for many years had grown accustomed to the silence and humiliation accepted by their rulers in response to the tyrants and aggressors, have now witnessed the remarkable displays of strength, astuteness, and struggles of the valiant men of our naval forces in the Army and the IRGC over the past 60 days. Alongside them, they saw the zeal and courage of the people and youth in dear southern Iran in rejecting foreign domination. Today, by the grace of Almighty God, the exalted and glorified, and due to the blessings that come from the blood of the oppressed martyrs of the Third Imposed War, especially the illustrious, far-sighted leader of the Islamic Revolution, may God elevate his rank, it has been proven to not only global public opinion and the nations of the region, but even to the monarchs and rulers of these countries, that the presence of American foreigners and their establishment and entrenchment in the lands of the Persian Gulf region is the primary cause of insecurity in the region. It has become clear that the US's flimsy bases lack the resilience and capability even to ensure their own security, let alone provide any hope for US's dependents and the US worshippers in the region. By the power and might of God, the brilliant future of the Persian Gulf region will be a future without the US, where the progress, welfare, and prosperity of its nations are served. We share a common destiny with our neighbors surrounding the waters of the Persian Gulf and the Sea of Oman. Those foreigners from thousands of kilometers away who are greedily carrying out transgressions in the Persian Gulf and the Sea of Oman have no place here except at the bottom of its waters. This chain of victories, which have been achieved under the wise policies of resistance and the strategy of a strong Iran by the grace of God, the Exalted and Blessed, marks the dawn of a new regional and global order. Today, the miraculous awakening of the Iranian nation is no longer confined to the tens of millions of selfless individuals who are ready to sacrifice their lives in the fight against Zionism and the bloodthirsty US. At the forefront of the united ranks of the Islamic Ummah that has risen up are 90 million zealous, noble Iranians, both inside and outside the country, who regard all their identity-based spiritual, human, scientific, industrial, and technological capacities from nanotechnology and biotechnology to nuclear and missile technologies as national assets. They shall safeguard these assets just as they are guarding their maritime, land, and airspace borders. The Islamic Iran, while appreciating the blessing of managing the Strait of Hormuz in practice, will ensure the security of the Persian Gulf and will put an end to the hostile enemy's exploitation of the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's new management of the Strait of Hormuz and the corresponding legal framework will secure comfort and progress for the benefit of all the nations of the region. Its economic bounties will gladden the hearts of the people by the will of God, though the disbelievers may be averse to this. Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei, 10th of Ordibehesht, 1405, April 30th, 2026.